Okay, so I'm probably going to hit a lot of different topics in this one video. Who knows? Maybe not. I'll just go with the flow. I forgot some paperwork. I got to turn around. Somebody's asking me about my code and the Bible and all that. And I printed a lot of that out. I had AI write me a little book, a couple books, and I'm going to give it to them. Because it's hard for people to see, you know. It took me 13 years of total isolation, cutting myself off from the system, to see it, to see the hologram, to see the matrix, to see what we're really in. Let me put this on pause. You know, I had to use AI to write a few little booklets printed out. And, praise God from whom all blessings flow. You know, the gang stalkers are the witches, the legalists and the witches. If you don't go along with the witches or the legalists, and sometimes it's a political party. I vote Republican. I always have my whole life, you know. And but there's some people that have a sign on their truck that says, "Don't tread on me," that vote Republican. And I'm saying, well, why are you identifying with the snake? Why do you identify with the snake? Because you're a snake. So in a way, I'm glad. I wish we had three parties. We need two parties to balance each other. Because if you had one party, you'd be like Russia right now, or North Korea, or whatever. And it doesn't matter which party it is; they always go to the extreme. You always need a balance. And I heard Trump saying, "Well, why is it midterms? They always vote the opposite party because we know there needs to be a balance of power because one extreme is trouble." God has designed this system that way. Okay, let's say all the Christians get in control, and we say, is Jesus alone, faith alone, the Bible alone, this, that, and other. We have no resistance. There's nothing to fight against. In the flesh, there's always going to be a fight. In the new heaven and new earth, see, Jesus is the only one that can rule this place, and he's got to rule it with a rod of iron because the flesh is nothing but sin. The cults, the isms, the witches, the legalists, they're going to attack you if you're saved. And if you start to give out, if you reach 20 million people with the gospel, you know who's coming after you? All of them. And you say, well, who are all of them? All the sects, S-E-C-T-S, and the cults, and the legalists, and the Jezebel, and the covens. When you get a coven coming after you, they don't stop for years, 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 years. And then a new coven kicks in. Let's say you change jobs or you change cities or you change something. And the other coven gave up the ghost. And then a new coven kicks in because they're everywhere. But you need the resistance to stay strong. Faith. All the lies they tell about you, you know that's not you. And if anybody believes the lies and goes away, shame on them. They're ignorant. If they really wanted to know the truth, they'd call you up on the phone and ask you, what this mean? What's this? But they don't. If you have family members or friends or whoever believing some lie that was told about you, let's say your ex-wife made up something, a website or whatever, and trying to defame you because she's a Jezebel and they believe her over you. Well, I was raised around you. You know who I am. You've known that I've been a fundamental Baptist my whole life, and I go against everything that's contrary to Scripture. Why would you believe anything else? Because they're scared. The gang stalkers scare people. But when you're no longer scared of the gang stalkers, the cults, the legalists, the liars, I don't care. It's Jezebel. It just keeps going. But if they really wanted to be your friend and really know the truth, they'd hear both sides of the story, or three sides, or yeah. I've been around this dude my whole life, and everything they're saying is not true. Everything they're saying is not true. And you say, I've been, the neighbor across the street, I've been his neighbor my whole life, or the last 20 years, and everything they say about him is a lie. Come on, people. But you got to get strong. You need the resistance to make you stronger. No matter, you look, when Jesus was on the scene, right, and his disciples, they made movies about Jesus saying he was this or that. It was all lies. People can read the Bible and see who Jesus is, that Jesus is God, and they still deny his deity. Jesus said, I am that I am. When you see the Father, you see me. They attack Jesus, they're going to attack you. They persecute Jesus, they're going to persecute you. The only ones who are really going to see through this are the born again. The religious but lost, the cults, the isms, the ones who deny the Bible, they're not going to see it. They'll deny the Old Testament, they'll deny the New Testament. The Gnostics have the same symbol where the cross has a little loop at the top as the Egyptian Ankh, the Egyptians. The Gnostics and the Egyptians have the same symbol. What does that tell you? Egyptians, Babylon, Greeks, the Medes, the Persians, it's all the kingdoms. They might change names, but it's still the same false religions, They worship that flying disc dude. What was his name? I forget. I studied it. I did the deep research. I forgot more than I remember. The guy's flying on a winged disc, and most religions come from that. Most false religions, which a religion is fake anyway, because Christianity is not a religion. It's a born again experience, relationship, God, spirit filled. You learn this early on in life. And I don't know why people don't learn this early on. I mean, even the judge. If somebody takes you to court and accuses you, they usually have to have two witnesses. They have to prove it. It can't be hearsay. And the judge wants to hear the other person's party. And the judge is smarter than most Christians and most people. Just because somebody said something don't mean it's real. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I even tell people, if I tell you the Bible says it's faith alone and Jesus alone, you better study it for yourself. If I tell you that wives obey your husbands in the Bible, you better study it for yourself. If I tell you walking in the Spirit is in Galatians and Romans 8, you better study it for yourself. See, everybody wants to steal out your liberty that's in Christ, but your liberty is not to do sin. Your liberty is to walk in truth and love above the law. Love your neighbors yourself. Live above the law, not under the law. Because you're saved, you're in the dispensation of grace. Under the dispensation of law is just nothing but legalism. That's the old economy. The new economy is grace. But those of us who are bold enough to go against the Philistines, to go against the cults and the isms and the Wiccans. Listen, I have watched this. People have come against me in the 3D and their whole family dies. They get fired. They get sick. Somebody in their family dies. Everybody that's ever come against me, A year later, you find out they've had trouble with a capital T, and then they run back. They had lied and attacked me. They come back a couple years later and saying, I'm sorry for... They don't admit what they did, but they're saying, I'm sorry I hadn't been around. Because they know they're under judgment. And it's not just any... It's all of us. If we repay evil for evil, we're going to get scourged. You know, God scourges every son he received. But the devil's kids... He doesn't restrain them because he wants them to destroy themselves. The devil don't care about his kids. He wants them to destroy themselves. God scourges you to keep you in line, to protect you and give you hope and life and joy, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, all the fruits of the Spirit, your family, to your church family. They actually try to isolate you. They tried to isolate me this year. They've always tried to isolate. They're trying to do it now. They're trying to do it right now. Why? They want your gifts. They want a destiny swap. They want your property. They want your life. They want your sacrifice. They make covenants. They make a financial agreements, or I'll pay you to take this person out. Well, they got to give their money back. They'll go over there to Haiti and say, I want you to do a curse on this person. Well, it's going to cost, I want them dead. Well, it's going to cost you $10,000. All right, here's $10,000. Then the Haitian witch, voodoo guy, he says, here, I'm going to send your money back through the cryptocurrency so we can't track it. I'm going to send your money back because I'm not touching that person. Because the voodoo doctor knows that voodoo is coming right back on them because we're covered by the blood. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. If I did something wrong or I used to be a certain way, I admit it. Just like I said, before I got saved, I took my first serious girlfriend to the abortion clinic because I didn't know abortion was murder. And I was wrong. It was a sin. In college, we'd go to the strip clubs, the roommates, you know. It was wrong. If you do wrong as a believer, you're going to admit it and talk about it and say that's the past because you give God the glory. But you're not going to admit something that you never did because you didn't do it. Okay, you just run that red light. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, but you know, it's 2:00 in the morning. There's nobody around. And you know, my first wife did. She says, why? We went out to eat late one night. She says, why'd you run that red light? Or the stop? Yeah, it was a red light or I can't remember, stop sign. I don't remember what it was. I know it wasn't a stop sign because it was a red light. And she said, you just ran a red light. I said, come on. Sugar pie, honey bunch. She was not saved. I said, it's 2:00 in the morning. Who cares? There's no cars out. The law is just to keep order. Stupid. Legalist. Covens. Outward show, impress. Look at me. Look at the clothes I got. Look at my painted face. Your whole system's fake. Your whole Gentile system's a lie. All your holidays are a mockery of the holy days. Everything in your system is a lie. But Paul says, give honor to who honor's due, because he says, I become all things to all men to win some, you know.